This is your wake-up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Well, hold on, stop the music.
Okay.
Stop the music.
Okay.
Hold on, Yee. Let me go get Bae a hug.
Okay.
Let me go get Bae a hug.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Act like it's my damn birthday.
Today is Bae's birthday. Today is Bae's birthday.
Act like it's my damn birthday. Okay? So, it's two things. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
And it's my born day, damn
it. Go get Bae a hug. It's Bae's birthday.
Right,
there you go.
Get off me.
Happy birthday, you go. Happy birthday to Bae. Today is Charlamagne's birthday.
Yes,
it's your birthday.
It's cancer season.
It's birthday.
I got gray hair on my balls.
Mm-hmm.
I got wise balls.
Okay. But you only had two gray hairs.
It's still gray.
I do. It's two on my testicles.
All right.
I'd show you, but I'm married.
I'll pass.
But
well, happy birthday, Bae.
Thank you. Would y'all like to drink now? Or y'all want to wait till breakfast? Or what?
Man, listen.
Huh?
Now, listen, I already started celebrating Charlamagne's birthday yesterday. I got him some
You started celebrating?
I got him some Rasta pasta.
That Rasta pasta effed me up, too.
What?
I was doing good with my diet and my eating healthy and my weight. But that Rasta pasta.
It wasn't that
pasta,
bad for you.
You can still eat healthy. I had the grilled chicken. And I had grilled shrimp. That's it.
I had the jerk chicken. I had the barbecue chicken. I had the grilled shrimp.
Now, have you ever been to Footprints before? It's a restaurant I go to all the time.
Nah, but the food was amazing.
But their Rasta pasta is what they're famous for.
Hey,
so I wanted to share.
Guys, mm-hmm. guys, let's not get distracted on what's important. It's my born day.
Oh, and here's another present for you, Charlamagne.
What?
What's that?
The hell is that?
It's a package from Kid Ink.
Kid Ink who?
Kid Ink, the artist. He has a clothing line called Angel.
Yes.
And Angela Yee just likes it because
it has like
an A on
it. I don't like
his music. Alumni.
She don't like his music.
Why is he sending me stuff?
His music's out. Well, Jim Jones will be joining us this morning.
Yes, another a fellow cancer. Jim is a cancer as well.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of tension in the room then.
I'm sure. We'll kick with Jim Jones in a little bit. And also, Front Page News, what are we talking about? Front Page News.
My birthday.
We're going to talk about Charlamagne's birthday, of course.
My birthday.
And
my
we'll be talking about the Istanbul airport. There was gunfire, bombs,
okay, not on
sirens.
My born day. Come on, stop it.
What
do we have to talk about that type of stuff on my born day? I'm looking at the Daily News. This guy's walking around with a bloody child. Like, who wants to see that?
Mm.
Come on.
Oh, man.
And on the New York Post, the same guy with a bloody
Let
child.
Me see
one. Hey, wipe your ass with it. Like, that's disgusting. I don't want to see that. Not on my born day. Come on.
And we're going to talk about, we're also going to talk about water. Maybe your daughter, Charlamagne, wasn't so far off in saying that she wanted bottled water.
And you know what? I was riding around the city yesterday, and people were saying I was crazy for drinking out the fire hydrant as a kid.
Do we all drink out the hoses in the fire? Well, I didn't drink out the fire hydrant because I'm from the city, but we all drink out of hoses.
Yeah.
Listen, my mom would have never allowed that as a child.
You never played outside?
I played outside, but I did not drink out the fire hydrant.
I don't even remember being bottled water back then. They had quarter waters and then the fire hydrant.
I went right back home, got something to drink, came right back out.
Well, all we know, the water that's in the bottled water is from the fire hydrant in the hose.
True.
Well,
we don't know.
It's filtered.
True. All right. Well, Front Page News, when we come back, keep it locked to Charlamagne's birthday. And it's the Breakfast Club. Come on. That's work, 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 work. Rihanna, Drake, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget, Jim Jones will be joining us next
hour. Don't forget, it's my damn born day. Okay? And I'm at that age where I can't control what comes out of my mouth.
Oh, this could be a great day.
Just letting y'all know that, okay?
Out of your butt.
I'm at that age. I just really can't control what comes out of my mouth.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
But it's going to be a good one. All right.
Just
well, let's talk about this airport terror attacky.
This was awful. This was in Turkey's Istanbul airport. It started with gunfire. They said one attacker opened fire with a Kalashnikov rifle. And then by the end of it
rifle?
All, Kalashnikov. I guess they make AK-47s, but they make other guns as well.
Okay. Why so loud? Why the music so loud?
Because you're getting old, bro. Listen, we getting old. That's why the music's so loud. Music the same volume it was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was a little louder than me this morning, too.
Now, at least 36 people are dead, and 147 were wounded. Hundreds of travelers and people waiting for them have been commenting, obviously very upset after these attacks. Our prayers are with them. Now, they said there were three attackers altogether, and they fired on travelers and police before they blew themselves up.
It's messed up.
By the way, the New York Post and the Daily News should be ashamed of themselves for running that picture with the guy holding the bloody child.
Yeah.
Like, once you say 300 people killed and how many of us died, we get it. We don't need an image to reinforce what happened, okay? We understand the tragedy.
The Daily News blurred out the boy's face. The Post didn't at all.
What's the point? And then it said baby killers. Like, we get it. Like, that's just cruel.
Now let's talk about water in the U.S.
All right, well, we all know what just recently has been happening in Flint, Michigan. Obviously, for years, it's been happening, and we're all aware of it now with all the lead and the copper in the water. But what they are saying is that there are 18 million Americans that live in places where the water systems are in violation of the law. They said the federal agency that's in charge of making sure that those systems are safe really doesn't even know the issues exist or has done very little to stop them. So clearly, they've failed to properly test water for lead. They haven't reported contaminations to residents, and they haven't treated water properly to avoid that contamination. They also said that a lot of times they know that these communities are violating the law and also gaming the system using flawed or questionable testing methods, but they just haven't done anything about it.
So my daughter wasn't being bougie a couple nights ago.
I told you, your daughter should definitely drink that bottled water. Now, they say Philadelphia is a perfect example of the EPA unwilling to act. They have too cozy of a relationship with local regulators. They said recently Philly's come under scrutiny. They only tested less than 40 of an estimated 50,000 homes with lead service lines. And they said they only, and out of those 40, seven homes had high lead levels.
See, my daughter's eight. So a couple of nights ago, it was her born day. She's a Cancer too. We was in the restaurant and she refused to drink tap water. So I had to remind her that we used to drink out of the hose as a child.
Mm.
But she would not drink tap water. She wants her still bottled water.
I'm asking a question. You know, if you have a bottled water and you leave it in the car,
yeah, you're not supposed to drink it.
It tastes different.
You're not supposed to drink it. I think it has something to do with the container.
Water don't spoil?
No, it's not the water. It's not the actual water. But they do say not to leave bottled water in the car and drink it after you.
It tastes different. But they have to package the water and send it to you, so it has to touch some type of sun, right? No, maybe not.
Man, they can pee in them bottles, filter it, and give it to us, and we wouldn't know. We'd drink it because it tastes good. It's Dasani. It's Poland Spring. It's Aquafina.
So you're not supposed to drink water if you leave it in your car?
You're not
and the
supposed
sun hits
to,
it?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Listen, man.
Great. Yeah, I'm glad I know that.
I ain't worried about no water today. I'm drinking Yak all day long.
I see you drinking that Yak.
Okay, I drink Remy. That's what I drink all day.
Make sure there's no lead in there.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning or bad night last night, and you just want to get things off your chest. What are you doing?
What you mean, what am I doing?
Why are you smiling, looking at your pictures like that, looking at your phone?
What are you talking about? Sent
you a nude?
Yeah, right. I'm married. I ain't got time for that. Please don't send me no nudes. I don't need those kind of problems in my life. I'm trying to walk a straight and narrow path. God is working on me. Devil, do not tempt me today with your nonsense. I rebuke you.
I
rebuke all breasts, all vaginas, in the name of Satan.
Unless okay,
belong
listen.
To my wife. Man, you can
now,
definitely
Envy, about your bottle water in the car, they said that was just that's a really widespread rumor and it should be fine.
Oh, okay. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Kiki, tell them why you mad,
mama. Kiki.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I'm mean because I just found out my boyfriend is cheating on me with my best friend.
What?
Whoa.
That's dope. Y'all best friends. Y'all supposed to share and share alike.
No, we don't share. We're not that type of best friend.
So what you going to do? You lost a boyfriend and a best friend now?
No, they had me arrested. Pressing charges on me because I had beat both of them up.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's your fault. And the reason it's your fault because you was telling your best friend how good his penis was.
I didn't tell her.
Yes, you did. Yes, don't lie. Yes, you did. You told me it was big.
I maybe told her a couple of things.
Exactly.
So is that still your best friend?
Oh, no.
No, she's not my best friend no more.
It's your fault.
Is that still your boyfriend?
No, he's not my boyfriend no more either.
All right, there
baby,
you go.
I'm telling you, it's your fault. You do not tell your friends how good your boyfriend is in bed.
Damn it. Hello, who's this?
Denise from Florida.
Hey,
wanna
Denise.
Say happy birthday, Charlamagne.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, gosh.
He's dying.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, man.
I appreciate
you. You're welcome, boo. And drink all the Remy you want, boo, okay?
I am.
I heard him choking over there.
Are you mad, mama?
I heard him. I don't know what he ate this morning. Cake, but... Happy birthday, boo. I wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you, boo. Love.
said you ate cake, cake, cake.
I want all the fake love today, damn it.
Hello, who's this?
Josh from Brooklyn.
Hey, tell him why you mad, bro.
Mad that Charlamagne and you ain't never drink out of a fire.
Why are you mad about that?
I don't know.
It's
if
not really
that many
the best.
To the south.
Yeah, I'm from South Carolina, bro. I drink out the garden hose as a child.
I think it's normal because you know when I was a kid. If you took a chance to go in the house to get something to drink, you took a chance. You might have had to stay in the house. Like, your mother would be like, nope.
True.
You can't go back outside. You can't go back. You'd be like, damn.
I wasn't allowed to do that, and I wasn't allowed to eat hot dogs from street vendors when I was.
Oh, that's the one street.
But I'm not going to lie. I did used to sneak and do it, but my mom wouldn't let me.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
There's no way you're from the side, you can't do all that. There's no way.
Now, my mom was very strict about certain things, about where I eat.
It's disgusting that you eat street meat but won't drink out of fire hydrant. Have you ever seen when they park the vending, them stands, rats be all over them?
What you think they boil it in? They bring it to the fire hydrant and fill that thought.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed, but sometimes I would sneak and get a hot dog, but I wasn't supposed to.
Either hot dogs or beef patties.
And you know why?
The
because
store.
The guy that sold the hot dogs on the corner where I lived, his hands were so dirty all the time. His nails were dirty.
That's that extra flavor.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is Yaki. Good morning.
Tell him why you mad, Yaki.
Happy birthday, Charlamagne.
Hey, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Turn it up, man. I normally wouldn't call, but you know, since we shop at the same grocery store, you know, I have to show you some love.
What groceries? Matter of fact, don't say it. Never mind.
I ain't gonna say it.
We're gonna keep them fresh vegetables and them organic meats to ourselves, okay? I'll be seeing you. I give you the head nod.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A little flirty flirt at the grocery store.
We the only black people in there. So
hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jada from New Jersey.
Hey, Jada. Tell her why you mad, mama.
I'm mad because I found out that my girlfriend cheated on me today.
Ooh, your girlfriend everybody's cheating.
Yeah.
What'd
How'd you find out?
I found out for Instagram.
Well, your mouth trash, boo. When your jaw trash, your girl gonna cheat.
So wait, she had pictures with somebody else or somebody left a comment? Like, what's the evidence?
Comments. I see nothing but comments of this little ugly little spot on her Instagram.
Yeah, she may be ugly, but her jaw's stronger than yours, ma.
You're probably right. I don't do that. All right, whatever.
How you got a girlfriend that don't even what? They don't make you a model?
She's my model, so that's what that matters.
But you gotta help her.
But wait, hold on. But she's cheating on you, so that's still your girlfriend.
She don't know that, no yet.
Technically, she not cheating because what your girl won't do, another girl will do. So if you
she
ain't going down on her, somebody
to.
Will. She don't want you to.
She was like, you don't got to. And I was like, all right.
Well, how did she reach orgasm?
Her fingers.
Her fingers? Oh, wow. You just selfish.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, Ma. Anytime I never wanted a girl to give me oral, it's because her jaw was trash. Your jaw is trash, Ma.
Oh, you is rude as hell.
He's
I'm just
so
telling
rude.
You that your jaw trash,
don't
Ma.
Listen to that.
Well, have a good
happy
morning,
birthday
don't blame
me.
Yourself just because somebody cheats. It's not always your own fault.
Damn it. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you could call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Jeremiah with We Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Now, today is Charlamagne's birthday.
That's absolutely true. I am a Cancer. It's Cancer season.
Now, what are you doing for your birthday today?
I'm just keeping it light. I mean, we got to speak to some kids later.
Mm-hmm.
You doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little light function tonight. That's all.
That's it? Nothing. That's it? Just light function? Just chill?
That's it, man. You know, I'm easy breezy, bro. I don't like to do too much. I be cooling. You know, nice. I'm getting old. I got hair on my balls. I got wise balls.
Mm-hmm.
At that age where I can't control what comes out of my mouth anymore, I'm just letting iHeartMedia know
they
that.
Have like little Tourette's.
Little Tourette's, slight dementia.
Okay.
So I'm letting iHeartMedia know that anything that comes out of my mouth that I may get in trouble for in the future is because I'm old. I'm just going to blame it on old
age. What about this weekend? Are you doing anything?
Yeah.
Remember last time Charlamagne got engaged and didn't tell us around. Well, it was around your birthday, right?
I did. I got engaged on my birthday I got engaged the day after my born day, like, what, 2 years ago?
Remember that? And we had no idea. And then months later, he was like, yeah, because you know I'm engaged. We're like, you're engaged?
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen this weekend?
Hey, man, I'm moving silence,
who
okay?
Who knows what's going to happen?
I be concealing my intentions, all right? I just go get things done. I just do it.
Could be anything.
You don't got to post it on social media. You don't got to tell everybody about it. You just go do things when you want to do things. That's how I move.
There you go.
Okay?
All right. When we come back, we got some rumors, G?
Yes, we are going to talk about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, find out who's getting stars now. They've said who they're going to honor. Also, guess who's off probation finally after 2 years and back in these streets. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. We'll get into all that. And don't forget, Jim Jones will be joining us next hour. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown wanted to respond to all of this drama from people who are part of his quote-unquote team that are now coming out and talking about him being on drugs and how he treated them awful and suing him. He went on his Instagram and he said, "All of these people who are claiming to be my team are a part of Mike G's team. They all were fired on different occasions, immature and unprofessional. How they are choosing to handle ish, no effing need for me to hash out any specific details. Just know people will run up a check and do no work or even care. Then it's your fault when you call them on it or even ask." And he went on to talk about, "I became Chris Brown the day I left my house on a Greyhound bus to New York to pursue music. I never needed anyone for my talent. PR, please tell me, fans, do you really think that Chris Brown has had a good publicist?"
Absolutely not, but that's your fault, Chris.
"I'm going to go mute on all this ish. I give my fans an opportunity to see my life. I even roast and comment on the social media BS pages for pure excitement and engaging with different people. All of this is a choice, just like my presence. Remember how I got here, good and bad. I got me here." So he went on to say, show the convo that he's talking about, the publicist that posted the conversation they had, and we talked about that yesterday, mm-hmm. where she said that he was rude to her and threatened her and she couldn't go on the tour bus after that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, show the convo that got her fired, starting with her compliment. "Mike G was on group text. Pretty sure it will get pettier. Y'all have fun with the BS. This is planned ish on my daughter, it is. If ish was real, all this ish would have came to a head the day it happened. Even the Suge ish, extortion and calculated moves are evil as F. I'm doing me for me and my kid. You won't Michael Jackson me."
Listen, Chris is right. You know what I mean? But he did make it very hard for any publicist to represent him. I mean, Chris, you beat up Rihanna and then you threw chairs at Good Morning America after interviewing with Robin Roberts. That's
right.
Like blowing a weed smoke in Oprah's face.
Yeah, but you paid a PR person, and you know the PR person knew what job that she had ahead of her, so you get the job done.
I can't clean that up, bro.
Then don't take my money.
You're right.
You know what? Sometimes you have to have reasonable expectations. Like, you might not get in GQ, but we can get you in a few other things and work your way up as you rehab your image.
I can definitely get you opening up for the BET Hip Hop Awards, Chris. Absolutely.
You just have to, I think it is managing your expectations and being honest. Like, look, this and this isn't going to happen right now. Here's the email. Here's the response that the editor gave me when I pitched you, just so you can see where we're at. Yeah. But I can do this, and let's work our way up and figure out how we can make this happen.
You got to be realistic,
I could be a
Chris.
Publicist.
Yes, but you got to be realistic. Like, just because he's gotten over beating up Rihanna, people haven't.
Right.
That's the truth to the matter.
I mean, there's certain people, you know, it's managing expectations. All right, now let's talk about the Hollywood Walk of Fame. New stars are going to be added next year, 2017. They have already announced the honorees. And that roster does include people like Ice Cube,
Dope.
John Legend, New Edition,
mm-hmm.
now NSYNC, Hall & Oates. Also, Selena is going to be honored. That should be exciting. Brett Ratner, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Eva Longoria, Tyra Banks, a whole lot of people. So it should be nice. Now, our very own good friend up here, Elvis Duran, will also be honored in the radio
wow.
category.
Okay, Dope. Now drop one of Clues Bombs for that, damn it. What award show is that again?
What'd you say? No, this is the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's not an award show. What is wrong with you?
Man, y'all see me drinking early. It's my birthday, damn it.
What award show is that?
Okay.
Where are you?
Okay, Elvis getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Thank you.
Very well deserving. I love that man. He is a great guy. He gives us a lot of good advice all the time.
Absolutely.
Great friend. Love
Congrats
Elvis Duran.
To Elvis.
He deserves it all.
We got to run over there and congratulate
He's
him.
He's on vacation.
He is?
Yes, for 2 weeks. So
nice.
All Z100 listeners should be listening to us anyway.
Okay.
All right. Now, Justin Bieber is finally off of probation, so he can go buck wild if he wants to. He's been on probation for 2 years, and that was for that case where he threw eggs at his neighbor's house, causing $80,000 in damage.
They gave him probation for throwing eggs?
For 2 years, yes. It was a lot of damages.
Crazy. That wasn't for the race car thing? That was just for
no,
the
No, it was for that.
Wow.
So he actually paid for the repairs. He performed 40 hours of community service. He was ordered to just stay out of trouble. And they were so impressed with him at the probation department that they went early and he got the judge to end probation. So there you
White
have
White privilege! Okay? Chris Brown's still on probation.
If that was Charlamagne on probation, he'd still be on probation.
No, it's crazy.
They would have extended
because
it
if this would have
and
been,
he'd be on house arrest.
If this would have been a U.S. resident in Canada, they would have been kicked
oh
him out of
God.
Canada.
Oh, my God. He's not even a legal resident.
They would have been kicked him
oh,
out of Canada.
Oh, no. Now, this is
That's
now,
not
this,
right.
This is Canadian privilege and white privilege, okay?
All in one.
We got to build a wall around Canada, man. Y'all letting these Canadians just come in and prosper so much in America.
All right, well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Jim Jones will be joining us, so we'll kick it with Jim Jones.
He's a fellow cancer.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do a Jim Jones mini mix as well. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was RiRi, Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Capo.
Jim Jones.
What's up?
What up, Jones?
Now, you said two more albums and you're retiring. What made you come to that conclusion?
I mean, not to say like I'm retiring. Ain't no, I don't think nobody really cares too much about Jim Jones retiring. But it's just, you know, I've been in this game for almost 20 years, and I've done a lot. So, you know, as I get ready to live my second part of life, I want to phase out.
You really have done a lot when you look back at it in retrospect. Like, you had the play, you had reality TV.
One of the first on reality TV,
yeah,
too.
And you had the liquor. You had the clothing line.
One of the first with the liquor.
I was listening to you on Rap Radar podcast, and I was shocked to hear that you didn't have your business right when it came to the reality show.
Listen, man, I love hard. So my lady had wanted to do something, and when it didn't go through the way she wanted to, I always had the opportunity to do the reality show. So it was a man by the name of Jim Ackerman who was running the whole VH1 at the time, who'd been baiting me to do a show for like 4 years. And you know, everybody knows Yandy had took off and Mona had took her spot for management as far as holding me down going in there. And you know, Mona watched the whole thing unfold. So as a manager, you would think that she would pull your coattails to what you should do even though you don't want to do it. And I was so high strung at the moment, like, man, I don't really care about anything long as they make a show that revolves around Chrissy, and, you know, I do whatever I do to be a part of it. So, you know, I felt the manager's job should have been to tell me no matter what, man, to sign these papers and get all your proper
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that didn't happen. So, you know, that was I was one twist in life that, you know.
That's grimy on Mona's part, though. Because even I got people around me, and, like, people want me to be involved with the show. They'd be like, yo, Charlamagne, make sure you get an EP credit. Yada, yada, yada.
So, a few, you know, after a few meetings, she went from being the manager to coming a producer. So that's how that went.
Old Jim would have got that back by any means necessary.
Yeah, I mean, we had a chance. Like, it don't, I don't think nobody think that I was slipping or I could have got, you know what I mean? Like, we had the chance to get all the EP credits and everything that we needed for the third season. But at that point, me and Chrissy was already over it. We didn't want to do no more television the way they was doing it. So, you know, we said, we if we give us our own show, we're going to go home and go to sleep.
So yeah. What's the TV show that you're doing now?
Similar to what we've been doing, family show. I like to call it the first reality sitcom. You know, I still got my mom on there. I got Freaky Zeke on there going crazy. So, you know. And
now, I heard that Cameron and Juelz might be jumping into the Love and Hip Hop world.
I mean, you know, it don't.
They didn't want you to do it at first.
It don't surprise me. You know what I mean? But Juelz, you know, Juelz is always an advocate of what I do. He helped me out in the beginning. Anytime I need him when I was on the show, he'd come up and do
Kim Bella was on there.
You know what I mean? So, but, you know, Cam is shaky bakey. You know, he catches on after the fact and make it feel like he did something new.
You know? Now, what's wrong with you and Cam? Are we going to get a Diplomat album?
You didn't hear the Rap Radar podcast. He does not like to talk about that.
Yeah,
did
really,
he unblock you?
It ain't really. Nah, that nigga ain't even block me. You know, it ain't really not too much to talk about. Like I told people, the reason why I did what I did as far as Instagram and stuff, I want people to see that it had nothing to do with it. There've been Diplomat records that have been on hard drives and stuff, as you can see.
What happened? Y'all did songs with Dre.
Cam put one out, and he took me off. So when people ask me about Diplomats, I tell them, there it is. The proof is in the pudding.
But I don't understand. So he just took you off. No, nothing happened before that? He just... The song came out, and I saw you was like...
Before that, he blocked me. I remember me. I remember it was the Diplomatic Community 13th anniversary, so I was trying to post up a picture and then tag Juelz and Cam and Zeke and all of them, and I was trying to tag Cam and wasn't responding. Like,
his name
was Bob. I'm like, whoa.
That's the worst feeling when you find out you're blocked.
I felt like, damn. Like, that? You were... Cut me off a text,
don't you? But they said it was a response because I think you said, man, DC's was snitching or something.
Oh, I don't know who's snitching. For me to tell who's snitching would be snitching. You know what I mean? I mean, I would hope whoever's in jail is flying straight. You know what I mean? Jail is tough in there. If you ain't got your paperwork together, I don't think you're gonna last too long. You know what I mean? So, and that whole situation was a whole nother situation that was some street shit that really had anything to do with Cameron on it. You know, it's bunch of personality flaws that we could talk about up here about people, but we're not going to get into that, you know?
How do the other members of Dipset deal with brotherly issues?
I mean, you know, Juelz is his own man. It came to a point where the money makes you your own man. It makes you your own boss. That was the first debacle between Cam and Juelz. You know, it became of knowledge of what the game was about and what he was worth and what he should have been getting, you know? That's how that went.
So, I'm confused, and this is why it was confused me. Like, you got in a beef... For the family, you was the
so-called
you was the Dutter man,
enforcer.
He said the Dutter.
He was the enforcer. He was
the Dutter without a stutter. You heard me?
You done got in a beef with everybody for the unit.
100%.
And then now that y'all don't speak, it seems crazy. I mean, you got in the beef with Rockefeller because of it.
Facts.
Beef with True Life because of it.
He's a bird. I mean, you know, facts.
You got a beef with everybody, but pretty much because of Cam and the situation.
I mean, yeah, you get in a situation with your brothers, and, you know, you go against the world, just like 300. That was the mentality we had. It was us against them. Couldn't nobody stop us, which couldn't nobody really do nothing with us and things like that. It's kind of crazy because I was just telling somebody the other day, like, the same artist you came up admiring and wanted to be like and rap like and go get the coats and the jackets like and was the same people that we came in the game as competition at a young age. So we had like the Iverson syndrome when Iverson went to the pros and had to shake up Michael Jordan. It was the same thing, but what we were going to do, let somebody walk over us and not eat in this game and not feed our family and live the lifestyle that everybody wanted to do, mm-hmm. or boss up and make diplomats a household name by any means necessary. And that was the position I took. I mean, it's still a position I take. I go hard. I mean,
but do you feel now, because you did that, you could have broke bread with a lot of these people that you had beef with, and now the person that you were
you didn't expect your team to fall out,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't expect my team to fall out, and you know, leadership skills come with having a leader to kind of guide you and or having some people over you that kind of, you know, tells you what to do a little bit. We didn't have no OGs. Me and Cam was each other's OG, so it was kind of hard to navigate and fulfill everybody's diplomat dream when you had two young kids that was making millions since the teenage years. And, you know, as you get older, you kind of separate. Everybody has their own views.
Bro. Dame wasn't your OG? Because y'all, it seemed like y'all looked up to Dame.
Dame is a bird, man. Dame is a bird. Dame always been a bird. But, yeah, he was at one time, he was a dope individual. He had Rockefeller. They was at the top of the mountain. Saved Cam from a hell of a situation when he lost his deal, started his management, and then gave him the opportunity to actually be a Rockefeller artist. And Cam flourished, went platinum, gave us the platform to do diplomats. Joel's flourished, he went platinum. I mean, mm-hmm. we did everything we wanted to do. I mean, so I can't be mad at the fact of the things I had to do. It's kind of funny, though, because some of these people that I had to go up against, I would have loved to do some music with, like, you know what I mean, from the J's to the Nas's and all that, you know what I mean? And I never knew Nas, but Jay, there was a point there was a mutual respect before all of this went down. We used to run up in baseline and gambling, playing guts and playing pool and all that. So, you know, it was good, but I do hope that these same individuals respect what I had to do for mine's.
Right.
You dig? It wasn't nothing personal against them. I didn't know none of them. This is the game. I don't know nobody in the game, you know what I mean? All I know is how to eat and protect my dudes, and that's what I did. And so, you know.
All right, well, we got more with Jim Jones when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake with Controller. Night morning, control. Everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Jim Jones is in the building. It doesn't look like we're ever going to get a Diplomat album again, huh?
I mean.
Don't you think some ties are just stronger than any industry bulls? Like, y'all really came from the mud together.
No, 100%, man. Me and Cam started from high school days. Me, Cam, and Zeke. And, you know, Joel's also. We got him when he was 16. He was a tender youngin' and turned into a beast. I mean, what we gonna do, man? We gonna live life or we gonna cry over spilled milk, man? We had an incredible time. And mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if the timing is the right time to do another Diplomat album. I don't know if the people will receive it the same way that they did receive us, but I ain't mad, man.
You feel like business-wise y'all could come back together, though?
I mean, yeah, if business possess the opportunity to do something, yeah, that's easy. Everybody moves for money. Mm-hmm. It ain't like no way. You know, I doubt that nobody ain't gonna get up out their bed for a check, you know what I mean? But for the most part, I ain't got time to play with nobody's personal comedian endeavors. I ain't a comedian.
See,
you know
I can't
mean?
Tell when y'all playing. Like, even when Cam would do a video talking when he took you off the song.
I ain't never really playing, though. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm joking, I ain't playing. I be dead serious, but I can laugh about certain things. I know certain things ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't built like that.
I remember one time Cam said that you wanted to fake a beef.
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole other thing. When you younger and you watching the game and he talking about some stuff that we talked about probably when it was 1996 or 1997, mm-hmm. something like that, you know what I mean? Right. And you watch all these beefs and you thinking of elaborate ways for your team to get on and kind of shake the pot and things like right. that. So, you know, that's probably one of the things that I threw out about. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
It wasn't like orchestrated, like, this is what
we're doing. Yeah, like, yo, this is what, yeah, like, you know what I mean? It was like, yo, man, it'd be crazy. We start a beef, come back together, it'd be ill. This is probably around the time when Jay was like singing that first the rap game breakup. That's what's on. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was around that. You know what I mean? So me and Cam were students of the game, man. We studied hip hop when we was coming up. Like, we had VCR tapes of videos and everything. So we were so excited to be in it. It was like, man, we got to make our marks. You know, those are those kind of conversations. You know what I mean? By no means, I ain't mean no malice by it. It was all for the love of what we were doing in Dipset. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got people that always twist your words up and try to use it as a stepping stone to make themselves look good, like Jim was slipping. But Jim was never slipping, man.
How difficult is it to be a street rapper in this day and time?
How difficult is it to be a street rapper? A street rapper? I'm a hustler, man. So, you know, you gotta find your niche and everything. I mean, music has changed. It always evolves, man. So right now we dabbing and everybody's loving the lean and all these. And by the way, man, you dudes is taking all this lean every second. Y'all going to be full-blown fiends in about 3 years, just like the crackheads was in the 80s. And I'm just trying to give you one up on that. You know what I mean? But, you know, this is what the kids are loving. And I love it, too. I love going in the club and going crazy. Might give you a dab or two or whatever. And that's what it's there for. That's the energy that's going on. But on the flip side, when you out trying to make a dollar, or you in the streets hustling, or you want to take a long ride and think you want something a little bit more substantial. So, you know.
Y'all was on that wave at one point, though. The scissor.
I mean, with Scissor was liquor, man. That was the whole thing. Like,
it was a drink.
It was a drink, and we had opportunities to make a hell of a lot of money. It was a drink similar to Alizé. I got, it's another funny story. We lost that deal because your man Cam wanted $300,000 because he didn't understand where I was getting all this money from. And the marketing budget that I was burning out Porsches and Lambos mm-hmm. and trips to Miami and opening clubs with, he thought that I was funneling some type of money. So he threatened them and told them, give them $300,000. And they said, cool, we can't do business with y'all no more.
So that's how the deal ended with Scissor?
Yes.
Because it came with.
So hold on, was they cutting your checks for real, though?
At that point, we wasn't in the profit margin, but at that point, we had sold twice the amount of bottles that Hypnotic had sold in their first year. So we was on to getting a super check. Like, we was going to all the liquor conventions and things like that. And, you know, that's what it's saying, being young and not having nobody to kind of tell us to cool down or chill out for a second. You know, we kind of.
Why he just ain't come to you, though?
Shot ourselves in the foot a bunch of times. Authority complexes. You know, Cam was the boss. And, you know, when you feel somebody's not reporting the way they should be reporting, or you feel somebody's taking money out the basket and you ain't getting none of it, you know,
right to the source.
You go for it the best way you know how. I don't think it's too much asking me anything. Would you ask me anything, or would you just take it upon yourself? Like, you know what?
I'm nah, y'all were brothers.
If we born there, I gotta ask you. I'd be like, yo, Jim, where you getting other, this money from?
Slept on the but same clearly, bed when there was some kids. Type
of we definitely, issue we definitely right slept there. On the same bed, maybe slept with the same women sometimes.
That was
my man, but you know, the business was always different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially when Jim Jones started to become Jim Jones.
Is that the problem?
I mean, that's what it felt like, because mm-hmm. when it was Jim Jones, the hype man, ride or die, jump off the roof for you. It was a little bit way different. And, you know, as you become a man and the money start piling up and I don't need your assistance anymore the way I once did, which you should be happy, you know. Man, I don't know, man. Listen, man, I ain't mad at nobody, man. I could sit here and go through a bunch of different things that I could be upset about. But, you know, when y'all get him up here, ask him some serious questions. See if he pull an Eddie Murphy role on y'all and start making jokes. Start deflecting and things like that. You heard?
Can you let things go, Jim? Because even when you started to mention True Life just now, you started to say something slick and stuff.
I'm a comedian, but he's a bird. I'm a comedian, my bad, you know?
Jim is crazy, man.
He was up here the other day, he had nothing bad to say. He was like, he had no problems,
he's like,
no issues.
He don't
issues,
have no problems with anybody.
No
it's
you,
all
nobody.
Him. He went through a lot.
Yeah, he went through a lot. You dig? I don't care about what you went through. You dig? All my niggas went through something. All my niggas get shot and been in jail every day. Who cares? You dig? Care about that.
Jim
care
is a cancer. Feelings. I'm a cancer. 50 Cent is a cancer. There's no expiration on petty.
My pettiness is deep. Petty wop in the flesh. No dreadlocks. You heard me? Stop playing with me.
Well, let's talk about your new album for a second.
The Kitchen.
How about that? I see you have a lot of the newer artists on here also.
Yeah, I need that new energy, man. I ain't going to be on The Kitchen with a bunch of old folks.
Some of the Double XL freshmen.
I'm the oldest one on That Kitchen, but, you know, there's a lot of great young energy out there. Shouts to Davey. Shouts to Neek Bucks. Shouts to Fred the Godson. Shouts to Kevin Gates. Shouts to Mike Will.
Our girl Bridget Kelly.
I haven't been out in a minute, so I wanted to put some music out that I was used to, something I could find a thin line between what I used to do and the things that's going on now. And, you know, I want to see how the people receive me, and I've been getting a warm welcome, so I'm not mad. I mean, it gives me every indication to start going harder and start putting some visuals out. Shouts to ASAP Ferg as we was in the middle of Harlem last night in the rain with the I-8s out and all that, having fun, popping a little champagne. It was dope.
All right, well, we got more with Jim Jones when we come back. Let's get to a Jim Jones mini mix. Let me know your favorite Jim Jones joint. I'll get it on for you right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Jim Jones is here. That was a little Jim Jones mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jim Jones is in the building.
You know they single-handedly blame y'all for gang culture in New York.
I mean, they should. I mean, when did you see gang banging before you saw us? Or before you saw me? You dig? This wasn't nothing new. I mean, I would tell people all that the rap police was the gang unit before they was the rap police.
All right.
They used to be in the tunnel with me with 80 Bloods, trying to figure out what's going on. You know what I mean? This was 95, mm-hmm. before we even signed a deal, when Biggie and all them used to be in there. I done seen everybody in the tunnel. Mike Tyson, early days, Eazy-E, Biggie, Ice-T, I remember Mobb Deep first night they came in there with the North Faces on the big puffy joint, the red and black one and the yellow and black one. Like, you know,
you don't have problems getting in clubs anymore now, because there was a period of time when...
He good now.
I'm good now. You know, I keep it respectable. The police, they show love, man. I mean, you know, I still go through my little ups and downs, but for the most part, it's just, you know, regular. But, you know.
If you're fighting at this point, Jim, it's because you want to. It's not like people
but
got
sometimes
issues.
Sometimes it's the people around you, too. If you bring a whole bunch of people, they be like, oh, no, everybody can't get in. It gets a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't mobbed out in a minute. I mean, I haven't seen the need to mob out. I mean, I don't think nobody wants to see that mob. So, you know, I'm here by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, you walked in, I was like,
what you going to do, kill me? Because that's the only thing you can do. You dig? Because if I have to get up, boy. I'm just trying to stick to the script and get my money and not even show people a reflection of what I used to be, because I think we all, it's been documented. It's on TV. And you can Google it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the proof is in the pudding, man. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of being the bad guy. You dig? they don't love the bad guys the way they used to love the bad guys in this game anymore. You
That's
dig?
What say all the time now.
It's different, man. Like, everybody's a friend. Like, I thought this game was filled with competition. It seems like nobody's going at each other, and not to say that we need to be beefing, but it was a certain type of competition that always went on in this game between the underlying beef or whatever. It just was my team against your team from when Biggie and Jay used to go at each other, but they was homeboys, but they, you know what this is. I'm the king of Brooklyn. Like, it's none of that no more.
Yo, that's funny.
I think it's because it's scattered now. Like, back in the day in New York, everybody was popping.
I think
like
nobody.
Because he said the same thing. He said that's what F up music. He said everybody want to be too friendly. It's
yes.
More competition.
Everybody wants to be the winner. Nobody likes to take an L. Nobody wants to have that L on their chest. So guess what? I'm gonna be your homeboy. We in alliance. We like, nah, man. Like, I ain't with it, man. And not to say that, you know, everything is about people being a competition, but this is the industry, boy. The only way you get your money is by being number one, and by being number one, you got to beat the next man, and that's what I'm used to. I mean, the rap battles were rap battles. This is what built hip-hop and things like that, and people made a load of money off of it, i.e. 50 Cent. He went crazy, and this is kind of the pages from the Tupac eras that we kind of took and kind of ran with, and these are the things that made money for us as I was going ballistic out there in this industry because of the era before me. Like, I used to listen to Tupac when I was younger and go outside and fight. Like, oh, young and impressionable, man. So, you know.
I feel like people be battling on social media now instead of
used
music
to that?
With the most memes and who could diss each other.
It's just birds on social media, man. Social media is like PlayStation. It's the devil, man. You heard? I don't see nothing good coming out of it. I mean, I'm on it. It's good for a promotional marketing tool, and it's very entertaining. But for the most part, ain't nobody on the gram flexing the way they're really flexing in real life. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of fake jewelry. People in the club popping bottles know they got to go to work in the morning, living a lifestyle that they ain't really into. And, you know, it's a facade. It's a 52 fake out, but I love it. You know, I'm watching all the fakers.
So we just had the 20-year anniversary of Reasonable Doubt, and I'm sitting there like, okay, gonna have to come a point in time where all of y'all gonna have to resolve your issues, because y'all gonna have anniversaries for these classic albums y'all put out with this Diplomatic Immunity.
And that's the funny thing, like, even with the 10th anniversary, like, we don't, I was thinking about that the other day, like, this year's about to be the 10th anniversary of Ballin', I believe, next year, 17.
06, yeah.
I'm about to do me something. I be watching all these rappers do this 10th anniversary, I'm about to do me my own 10th anniversary of this shit. I guess we all get caught up in the past. We're not that nostalgic.
Do you miss having a team, though, Jim? Because like you said, you're by yourself right now.
In what sense?
I think that's by
like
choice.
Just in general, just having the crew around, being in the studio recording music or traveling with.
You think they're you think they gone? Are you gonna make a phone call? I have 10 minutes pull up right now in 10 minutes, boy. You heard? What you want to see? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like,
no, I mean, like the OG crew, though. Like the guy, like Freaky.
I've known Freaky before everybody. Mm-hmm. I met Freaky when we was 9 years old in summer school stealing tokens out of a girl purse.
Gotcha.
Me and Ziggy's deep rooted for life. I bring Ziggy into the diplomat situation. Right when he's about to take off and hit the road, I'm like, no, he need to come with us because I know he's going to go ham no matter what. If we got to fight, if we got to dance, whatever it is, he's going to, and that's how that part. But, you know what I mean? And even Jewel's, I go by Jewel's house. Jewel's, it's still the same love. I mean, me and Cam ain't seen eye to eye, but who cares, man? You know what I mean? Like, he live his life, I live mine, man.
For the politics of the game, do you ever could say, apologize to some people, like my bad, because we had X up here, and X was like, he saw Ja and they pieced it up.
And he saw Drake.
If he saw Jay later, he'd piece it up. He'd pieced it up with Drake. Could you ever do that with Jay or Nas?
Yeah, man. I be seeing these guys like, damn, I wish I had a liaison to kind of tell them, man.
You said those guys. You got to say the other guys, too. You got to say,
why are we starting with Jay and Nas? With Jay and Nas.
What other guys?
You got to go do the whole thing.
It's four. Jay, Nas, Dame, Cam in True Life.
And French.
In French, yeah.
French, he gotta shoot a fair one. I don't care what go on, he gonna have to shoot a fair one for life. I don't care how many times you tell whoever no, you dig? That's just that. But everybody else, you're cool. Let's break it down. Me and French could be cool after he shoot the fair one. Who knows?
Why would a fair one do it? Like why that? Like why hands?
Because personally, I could have been devoured them. Mm-hmm. You dig? As I seen them in numerous places, but for me, it wasn't the proper place for me to exercise my authority for somebody to start telling me I'm illing and bullying and trying to do dumb things in the middle of our club, per se, or the middle of South Beach on the sand, or the middle of, like, a restaurant while you're eating with your black...
Bully. You heard he said that? I could have personally devoured them already. Okay?
I didn't want to exercise my authority.
Okay, exactly.
Nah, but you know how I go, man. I just try to change my life a little bit, but that's just a personal issue that I just got with me. I'm gonna stick with my guns, and you know, when he ready to shoot the film with somebody, I mean, his brother could shoot the film one at the same time with him if he want. Tell him jump in the bunch too.
Huh? Two on one.
They need to get their weight up. You heard?
Let me stop.
You Jay Nas to piece it up. Nah. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Nas. Shout out to anybody in this game. But you know, Jay definitely, Nas definitely. I would like to be like, you know, at this point, it ain't getting me no money, and you dig, and you know, but them is greats, man. You gotta tip their hat to them, man. I was pumping Blueprint and Reasonable Doubt like everybody else, trying to hustle a little crack and get some money at that time. You know what I mean? Like he wrote theme music to most of the dudes' lives that I know that grew up in the ghetto and things all like right. that. You know what I mean? Nas, I used to know Nas' whole album word for word when we was in high school. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fan of hip-hop. I'm a hip-hop kid, man. I grew up loving it, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get in this game and make some money and make some things move, man. I mean, I had a Michael Jackson hit with Ballin'. I can't take that back for nothing, no matter where I go. I cringe when I hear that song, but I love it because I know it put me on a different stratosphere when it came to living and providing for my family, man. I mean, there's nothing in this game that I regret. There's nothing that I would take back. Everything happened for a reason. I'm still here. I'm up at the radio with y'all. Y'all got the number one morning show in the whole industry. So that's testament, man.
Until we fall out.
I mean,
you got to have one good fallout, right?
Ain't no, hey. If it ain't nothing like bouncing back when you fall out. You dig? You see LeBron, he bounced back when everybody ass. So, you know, it's all about persevering and giving maximum effort at all times.
But we have a fallout. We'll just shoot the fair one. You know?
That's what I say. Just get it. Whatever the issue is, get it off the chest. Keep it moving. Too much money to make, man.
Absolutely.
Let's go for you, Cam, Dame.
Like, it is a lot of money to make, man, you know, but sometimes money ain't everything, and all money ain't good money, no matter how much you stack up, you dig? And maybe that's been a bit of my downfall, because that's kind of the things that I always stood by, you know what I mean?
Well, Envy don't like Dame either.
You know, I've known Dame since I was six, but, you know, and I also know his characteristics since I was six. He always been a bird, you
we
dig?
We just don't think alike, that's all.
Bird.
Well, there you have it. It's the Breakfast
Combo.
It's the Jim Jones.
The Kitchen in Stores now.
The Kitchen in Stores. Harlem, go get that record. ASAP Ferg, what's up?
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Birdman was the guest on Highly Questionable, and he talked about a lot of different things. He talked about buying cars for everybody when he got his $30 million deal with Universal. He talked about betting on Madden with him and Lil Wayne, $10,000 bets on Madden. And he talked about sleeping on $1 million. Check it out.
You had $1 million cash that you actually slept on.
I still cash. Sleep on $1 million cash. That's just a fluctuation for me in life. I do that, and I'm going to do that till I die. I'm going to do that till I die. I got $1 million.
Is it a factual? What? Is that a word? Hey, look up infatuation. Is that a word?
It's an
infatuation is an infatuation with facts.
Yeah. It's
so it's like
a
some people have infatuations with actually having accurate information all the time.
That's okay. What he meant?
So it's an infatuation
He's
with
infatuated.
Facts. Infatuation.
That's not an dictionary.
All right. Well, Lil Wayne tweeted out, highly questionable is highly questionable today. So I guess he was watching.
I would much rather have $1 million count thread sheet comforter or sheets than have $1 million cash.
I wouldn't mind sleeping on $1 million.
That's hard.
But it couldn't be in piles. It would have to be like spread out, like, you know, it can't.
I want $1 million thread count sheets. You know how good $1 million thread count sheets will feel?
$1 million cash probably feel better though.
No, I'd rather the sheets. Put the cash in the bank. Invest the cash. I don't need to sleep on it.
If you have $1 million cash, you probably got way more than that in the bank.
And then I sweat sometimes in my sleep, so I'd wet the money up.
And then what if you had sex on it?
It'd be sticking all to your ass.
Money's a little dirty, too.
Money's really dirty.
But I probably put a sheet on top of it. Then you could do it. All right, anyway, let's talk about Drake and how he has broken all kinds of records. Now, his album Views has already gotten him place in history. It's one of the biggest hip-hop albums of all time.
I wouldn't call it a hip-hop album.
Well, the reason why it's one of the biggest hip-hop albums, it's had the number one spot on the Billboard 200 ever since it originally debuted.
Wow.
Over 1 million equivalent units shifted. Every week, and it's been on top for 8 consecutive weeks. Now, it's been over a decade since any male solo artist has managed to do that. You know the last person that did that back in 2000?
Eminem?
Exactly. Eminem was the last person. As a matter of fact, he just has the 4th hip-hop album in history to get that many weeks at the top. You know, besides Eminem, who the other two people are?
Who?
Vanilla Ice, To the Extreme, and MC Hammer. Please, Hammer.
I was waiting on you to name some black people.
Hammer's black.
That's what I'm saying. Hammer black. I'm glad you finally. Jesus Christ.
Vanilla Ice had 16 weeks at number one, and Hammer had 21 weeks on top of the Billboard 200. Now, so far, the Views album has 19 of its 20 tracks making it onto the Hot 100. And they're saying that he might have that record for quite some time. So.
That's good company for Drake to be in. Hammer, Vanilla Ice,
Eminem.
Listen. You can front on Vanilla Ice all you want, but don't act like you ain't never danced to that bass line of Ice Ice Baby, bro.
Doom, 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 doo, doo, doo.
Y'all be
all
hating
right, well,
on Vanilla Ice.
In addition to that, they're saying that Drake is worth $3 billion to Toronto. They took that number by estimating his YouTube views, his Twitter, and his Instagram followers, and his appearances in the media. If you did a media buy, according to Zenith Optimedia, that's a buying agency, they buy media, It would cost $300 million just to buy those impressions. And then they multiplied it by 10 because he's an A-list celebrity, and he does it on his own. It's authentic. And he also has a lot of other celebrities who admire him. So they times that by 3, and that brings him to $3 billion.
I can't believe ain't none of you girls in Toronto trapped Drake yet. Like, y'all should have been had that baby. What is y'all doing?
Everybody don't think like you, Charlotte.
Well, that's the problem, okay? Why has nobody trapped Drake in Toronto yet? If the man is bringing $3 billion to the city, shouldn't you have been had that little six guard? Have a little two.
Maybe he's not trying to bust off.
My little bad birthday bitch Charlamagne would have been trapped him,
what?
Okay?
And look at his trajectory, where he's going.
Whoa, you said trajectory. I said, what are you looking at? Look at what?
Anyway, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
This guy right here is kinky. All right, kinky birthday boy. What we doing for your donkey now?
I don't know, man. I'm in here. I'll figure something out by the time we get to 4 after the hour.
Yo, just because it's your birthday don't mean you ain't got to work.
He's just really sitting there drinking all morning.
Mm-hmm. You.
I'm minding my business.
All right, Donkey of the Day's up next, we think. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's 45.
front.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, don't get a day for Wednesday, June 29th. My born day. Drop one of the clues bombs for me, damn it. Okay? It goes to a Florida man named Thomas Ross. I'm not going to lie. At times, I think we need to build the wall around Florida. Okay, the craziest people in America tend to be in Florida. We need to really keep an eye on the whole state of Florida, okay? But Thomas Ross is the latest in the long line of Florida crazies, and he is currently suing Apple for $10 billion.
Woo, that's a lot. You think he's going
to
win?
I said Apple. That Apple, okay? See, Thomas Ross from Florida is suing Apple for $10 billion, claiming that he invented the iPhone. Okay, listen. Now, Apple is worth $624 billion, okay? Mm-hmm. He's suing for $10 billion. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I tell y'all this every day. I am not KK. But if I am claiming to have invented the iPhone, acting like this Steve Jobs guy who has more movies about him than slaves do, if I'm acting like this man doesn't exist or never existed, and I'm saying I invented the iPhone, I'm suing for at least half of that $624 billion. Now, does Thomas Ross from Florida have proof that he invented the iPhone? Oh, yes, he does. He has a drawing, which he sketched 15 years before the iPhone's debut in 2007. Now, I'm looking at this picture he drew, and it looks like an Etch-a-Sketch. Remember Etch-a-Sketches?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kids, ask your mommy and daddies about Etch-a-Sketches, okay? That's what this looks like. Now, Thomas Ross pitched it as an electronic reading device and a 1992 patent request, which was abandoned in 1995 after he failed to pay the application fee. All right, the patent request says the device constituting the invention is a computerized electronic reading device, the purpose of which is to provide an alternative to paper-based print media such as books, magazines, manuscripts, and news media. Thomas Ross, this is how I know you don't read. You're suing the wrong people. If anything, you should be suing Kindle, Nook, or Nuke, however you pronounce
Nook.
It.
It's a Nook.
Nook, Kobo, or is it Cabo? I don't know.
I never heard of that one.
All those electronic reading devices that people are using to read books. Now, I'm an avid reader, and personally, I don't like these electronic reading devices. I'm old. I still like holding the book in my hand and flipping pages, and I like buying cool bookmarkers, so I don't use electronic reading devices, okay? But Thomas Ross, you clearly don't read, because if you did, you would know about these electronic reading devices, and instead of Apple, you would be suing one of these companies that created an electronic reading device. But even then, you wouldn't have a case, because in 1992, Sony created the first electronic reading device. You know what? I'm done. I don't even want to do Donkey of the Day today. People in Florida are crazy. Hamilton, sing to Thomas Ross, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm just cracked at number one because it's my born day. And number two, I really thought about giving Envy Donkey of the Day this
for
morning.
For what?
Because this is a gay man flirting with Envy on Snapchat, and this man is going so hard at Envy.
He told you behind the scenes.
I don't care. He sent Envy a picture of his penis, right? And Envy screenshotted it.
I didn't screenshot it. I don't know why.
Envy was not aware that when you screenshot something on Snapchat, the person gets notified.
I learned that from Yo Gotti. Don't you hate when you get screenshotted? Okay, I knew that, and I don't understand why you screenshotted. And I told him the gay guy is going to take a screenshot of you screenshotting his penis pic.
But no. I just want to say this guy is very, very aggressive.
He's very aggressive. So I'm a little distracted because right before I opened the mic, Envy was like, oh my God, he created another Snapchat and he's sending me more penis pics.
Read the messages.
I did not. First of all, it was no
read
penis pic. He did send a penis pic, but let me tell you what
read
happened.
The messages.
Please. This is good. This is really good. Stop the music.
There was a picture of Ye and DMX bending down yesterday, so I posted the picture.
No, we were doing a jail pose.
Okay. I said, it looked like Ye twerking. He said, laughing my ass out. Was she twerking? You should try it.
It's laughing my ass off. What are you talking about? This guy said laughing my ass out.
What's wrong with him? I'm the one who's been drinking.
Listen, you better hope he doesn't screenshot what you sent him back.
Yeah, I didn't send him nothing back. He said, was she twerking? Damn, you should try that ish. And then he says, I want to F you so bad, my N. Hope we can meet up and chill one day.
No, talk about the one where he said he woke up.
Hold on. So every morning, when I post a Snapchat. I'm like, yo, get your ass up. Make sure your ass is up on my Snapchat.
Or out, should you say.
He responds, my penis is up. shaking my head. You did it, though.
Now, if a man has sent you all of those messages on Snapchat, and then on top of that, he sends you a picture of his penis, why would you screenshot it?
I wanted to...
And then, why would you tell us?
It says you have screenshotted this conversation.
I screenshotted to show my wife. I'm like, damn, this guy's really harassing me.
So you're trying to set something up with him and your wife?
No. I thought it was funny, so I said, I'm going to send it to my wife so she can see. And then I was like, all right,
what
enough's
it
enough.
Is, yo. You know what?
Get
what's
it. Hold on.
Hey,
hold on.
Can he just then get some butt?
Then I blocked him. And then he created another Snapchat, and he goes, what, you didn't like that? No!
All right, give Envy the biggest hee-haw, please.
What I do?
You don't even know how to Snapchat right.
This is disgusting.
And then you were laughing your ass out.
Laughing my ass off. All right. He's too aggressive with me.
By the way. We're definitely officially getting old. We don't know acronyms no more on the internet.
I said laughing my ass off.
You said laughing my ass out.
I said off.
And you don't know how to use Snapchat, sir. Okay. You had no idea that when you screenshot a picture of somebody's penis, they are notified.
It was no penis.
It was a penis.
No.
I know what a penis looks like. I have one.
Well, give Envy Donkey of the Day also.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
But these, you
can
guys
we get
are,
a hee-haw for
you
Envy?
Guys are being very aggressive. He gave me a hee-haw already. Are you listening?
Okay. Happy birthday.
Gosh.
Happy birthday.
I got to clutch my pearls. He was being so aggressive. All right.
He'll give you a pearl necklace to clutch.
Whoa. All right.
Wow.
All right. Ask Ye is next.
800-585.
I hate you bastards. All right. Ask Ye is next. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Ye. Relationship advice. You need some advice. Whatever you
need. Some
need.
Advice, Envy?
800-585-1051. I blocked him. I'm going to block them again. Call Ye right now. Just laughing my ass off. I said off.
No, you didn't. No.
I did.
We can play it back.
I said out. Damn, off. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Black Philip Morris.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Black Philip Morris, what's good?
Yo, what's
are
up,
are you a
y'all?
Rapper?
Yeah, I do my thing. I rap, I sing, and I'm a songwriter also.
All right.
What's your question, man?
Oh, stand up, DMV. But my question is, I've been married since I was 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 32 now. I've been, okay. And yeah, it's about to be on my 13th year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I love my wife very much. I would like to know what I should do for her. You know, you've done so many things since we've been 20, you know what I'm saying? We got 4 kids. We're always hustling, grinding. She really don't approve of this rap life, you know what I'm saying? She always think that it's something more than it is, you know what I'm saying?
You say rap life?
I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, so what is it that she doesn't approve of? She doesn't want you to be a rapper or you're out late at night?
Well, just mainly to be the rapper because the females, you know what I'm saying? They just don't understand the etiquette of a man that's married.
Don't nobody know you.
I understand. Oh, no, they know Philip Morris, though. They know that guy. So.
No, we don't.
You don't know the cigarette man? You don't know who's thanks for smoking.
But that's not really you.
What?
Nah, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, when I go to my shows and I'm doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, she
what
sees
shows?
How the crowd reacts.
He popping up.
Charlie, would you stop hating during Ask Ye? He's a rapper.
Yo, come to the DMV. You see, we out here, man, for real. And
well,
I'm up there, man.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions. So you do a lot of shows.
Yeah, I do shows. I'm out here, man. I'm out here.
And so what's going on when you're saying these women don't understand the etiquette of a married man?
Well, you know what I'm saying? They all think that it's all the party life. They watching Love and Hip Hop. They thinking every man that's in the game wanna be doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
You do not
really
let this delusion
like
go on any longer.
They shine with somebody.
Now, what is it that you're doing that's making your wife uncomfortable?
Like,
what exactly? Give me some examples.
Staying out late nights in the studios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a part of making this music. You know what
now,
I'm saying?
Now, when you're in the studio, are there females around?
Oh, nah, we don't do that. It's all business. But she assumes that it would be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Does she have access if she wants to drop by the studio?
I mean, yeah, always. Well, I mean, she going to bring them 4 kids with her.
Right, she can't really check up on you like that. But you do call her while you're there. She knows what's going on.
Correct.
You FaceTime from the studio.
Oh, nah. You know, when you work and you paying for this stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I got
right, but I'm sure you take a little 5 minutes to check in with your wife if she's uncomfortable.
Yeah. But now it's getting to the anniversary. The palms are sweaty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm
just... Lord have mercy.
But so it's not just the studio. What else? Has something specific happened with other women? Are they leaving comments, DMs? Is there something that happened? It can't just be you being at the studio late.
Oh, no. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? It's just the rap life in general. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she my just, God. Can we please call his wife and tell her that this guy's not popping? Please. Nobody knows you. What rap life?
And the DMV, he said they know him.
Even Envy favorited one of my tracks. So while Charlamagne, well, you
did, he,
hit
did
yourself
you,
don't get a day.
Was it
do
a Snapchat
research,
that
I'm
he
out
he screenshotted.
Yeah. Why did you don't even know? Why did you screenshot his record?
I might have heard it like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, anyway, you heard listen. It's that Black Philip Morris free joint. Check it out. It's out there, man.
I just want to say Black Philip Morris, okay?
Thank you.
Anytime yeah.
What should I do for my wife?
It's always difficult for a woman to have to deal with somebody when there's going to be women around and he's out late at night. I'll tell you what makes it easier. A couple of things. Are you making money? Black Philip Morris?
He's making money.
Not with his phone cutting off like that.
But, you know, when she sees you being successful, it is going to be difficult. But you have to do things that make her feel comfortable.
He's
if you have
30
some shows,
plus already.
If he has shows, he should invite her to come out. Check him out at the shows. Make sure women aren't leaving crazy messages on his Instagram. But at the same time, he has to explain that in order for him to be successful, he has to appeal to women as well as men.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thank you for that advice, G.
I don't even know what to say because he got cut off, but I know it has to be something more than just him being in the studio late.
Well, just do something for your wife that you did the first time you met her. That first year you met her, do exactly the same thing. Let her know you remember
that.
How
about that? Do That's something simple. For your wife and get a real job?
800-585-1051.
As long as you don't have no random phone calls, random text messages, nothing to hide, nothing to be ashamed of, and make sure she has access to you whenever.
Ask E. Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Fetty Wap, my way. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nate from Orlando.
Nate, what's your question for you, bro?
You know, I get caught up in these fantasies of meeting your dream girl and marrying your dream girl, but, you know, sometimes you get in a situation. So I had a kid, started a relationship with this lady, and it's working out. It's okay.
You don't sound like you're in love, though.
And that's my thing, you know. Do I finish something that I started? I started this family, or do I drop that and go pursue a dream, something that might not even exist? You know,
well,
the perfect girl.
Listen, I understand when you have a child with somebody. Ideally, you want to be with that person. You want to have a family, and you want to have your child living in the house with both of you and saying, "This is my mom and dad." Now, were you guys in a relationship before she got pregnant? Was it a relationship?
No. No, I didn't even do relationships. I hadn't been in a relationship since high school.
Okay, so you just basically accidentally got her pregnant. She had the baby, and now you feel obligated to be with her.
Yeah, but the obligation is not to her, it's to myself. I want to be a good man, you know?
You know, you can still be a good man and not have to be with the woman that you had a child with. It would be ideal. It would be nice. But sometimes life doesn't work that way. But just being a good father to your dad doesn't mean that you are married in an unhappy relationship.
Well, okay. I just wanted to clear this up. It's not unhappy, and it can work. It's all based on me. But it's just that I had that
you want this perfect soulmate situation?
Right. And does that even exist? Should I drop what's real for that fantasy, or does that fantasy even exist? You know what I mean? Or should, you know,
this
should
is what
I
it seems like you're not sure. I'm not sure how you feel about this woman. Is this woman, you think, wife material for you? Or is it somebody that you're just saying, I could make it work if I had to?
We're both growing, and we can grow into that. I do think she can make good wife material, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because
But this is not who I've always pictured myself with, you know, since I started imagining myself.
Well,
with,
a lot of times, you know, our fantasy of what we picture ourselves with later in life doesn't come true. Sometimes we get the exact opposite of what it is that we're looking for.
Right, right.
What's wrong with her that you don't feel like she's your dream?
She's fat.
Like, what's she missing?
No, she's very pretty. But let me just ask this: Did Envy and did Charlamagne, did y'all marry y'all dream girl?
They did. Yes. They were actually with their women for how long, Envy?
20 years.
And Charlamagne.
I've been with my wife since 1998. I tried to get that vagina in 1998.
18 years. 18 and 20 years. So that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I listened to Charlamagne though, and he made sure he burned out his.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. It sounds to me like you're not ready to settle down. So I would say this. If you're not ready to settle down and you're not ready to be all in, then don't mislead her into thinking that you are. But it sounds like right now you don't seem like you're in this relationship, and it's not fair to her for you to do that. The risk is that you could tell her, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but let's raise our child together and see what happens, and she could find somebody else that's perfect for her. So if you're willing to take that risk and let her go and potentially never get her back the way you might possibly want to later, then that's the risk you have to take. But I don't think that it would be fair for her, if you think she's a great person, you respect her, you love her in any way, for you to be in a relationship that you're not fully into. So don't make promises that you don't want to keep.
And she's fat, right? Just be honest, bro. She's a pretty
girl. No. She's not fat. She's slim.
Just not ready to settle down.
Yeah. Anyway, I know y'all got things to do. I appreciate your input. Charlamagne, stop eating on the radio, bro. This is annoying.
Okay.
Thank
you. I ain't eating nothing this morning.
All right, bro. Thank you, man.
Hey, what did I eat this morning?
Ask Ye 800-585-1051. Question for you.
What did I eat this morning?
Call us at any time. Now, Ye, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Damon Dash, find out what he has to say about his ex-wife, Rachel Roy, and her being the alleged Becky with the good hair.
All right, all that and more, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, recently, Dame Dash sat down with Arsenio Hall and Kit Hoover from Access Hollywood, and he talked about the Lemonade song. Now, you know Rachel Roy is his ex-wife, and some people were trying to say that Becky with the good hair was about Rachel Roy, probably because she posted a picture of herself right after that happened, and her good hair, don't care. All right, here's what he had to say about whether or not that affected him.
Rachel Roy is the young lady everybody's saying is Becky.
Well, she's my ex-wife. You know, the mother of my children, my two daughters. So I don't care about none of that. I just wasn't.
And she denies it. So
whatever, I don't care about that. The only issue I had was them putting pressure on my children. And you know, for me, it's you know, the history between me and Jay, me being his partner at the time in Rockefeller and Rockware and all that, and best friend. You know, it of course on a human level it would bother me, but I only addressed it with a therapist, Dr. Jen.
Man, Dame Dash is hilarious. I was watching Music Moguls last night on BET, and he told Jermaine Dupri, said, "Yo, you still stuck in the '90s, Jermaine." And then he said, "You still wearing your clothes backwards?" That was funny to me.
How did Jermaine Dupri react to that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I recorded it, though.
All right, now let's talk about Birdman. He was on with Big Boy, our guy Big Boy out in L.A.
Dropping a cool bomb for Big Boy. Real 92.3 LA.
And apparently he wants to come back on The Breakfast Club. And he has some words about, or maybe lack of words for Charlamagne.
After my daughter told me some with this looking, how he be playing with me, I just had to go take me a trip up top. I wanted to go see him.
If y'all do see each other, do you think it'd be like Pound Central or?
First, that man is not no enemy to me.
Right, I hear you.
You understand me? I wouldn't speak to him, though. But if he spoke to me, I'd speak back to him. But I wouldn't expect him to speak to me. Unless we got a mediator. I really want to go back up there and do the interview. I don't know if they want me up there, but I really
You know what, though, man? I think they would do the interview.
I think they should. But
man.
If not, it is what it is.
I really can't tell if Birdman's finished or he done. And the reason is because he said I wouldn't speak to him. No, he wouldn't speak to me. But if I speak to him, he'll speak back. But not without a mediator. But then he wants to come do the interview on The Breakfast Club.
He's a complex individual, I guess, is what it all comes
down
to.
It'll happen before the year's over. Birdman will be on The Breakfast Club.
Really?
I'm drinking. Don't hold me to this.
I'm like, wow, you changed your mind? I'm like, okay.
All right, now there's a new book that's coming out on Tuesday, and it's from Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC.
DMC!
Yes, he has a book. It's called 10 Ways Not to Commit Suicide.
Oh, damn.
It sounds like it's going to be a pretty good read, but he said, for years, I hated waking up. I suffered all this in silence, which is the worst thing to do if you want relief. I avoided people because I wanted to make sure nobody really knew what I was going through. He said he didn't know how to express his pain, his anger. Not only did I bottle up my feelings, but I also made sure I kept myself far enough away from everyone, regardless of whether they loved me or not, so nobody could ever get an accurate gauge on how deep my despair ran. Now, he also talks about the main reason for his downfall was because he had a condition. He had involuntary movements of his voice box muscles. So he couldn't even perform. So he struggled with that from 95 until 2000. He said, who needs a rapper who can't rap? I couldn't rhyme. All I could do was stand around wearing an effing hat. I was embarrassed, and being dragged around the world to promote remixes only worsened my self-esteem. So he said he started smoking weed at 12, drinking beer at 13. He said he drank so much beer and malt liquor in his teens and early 20s that he almost destroyed his liver and pancreas. He said his doctor said, you drink, you die.
I respect him for writing that book, but it's really only one way not to kill yourself, and that's simply just don't do it.
Well, I guess he had a lot of issues that he kind of kept to himself.
It seems like
a lot
help
of people struggle
out.
With that issue of not mm-hmm. wanting to voice that and being embarrassed and shamed about how they
Absolutely.
Feel. Now, he said he was sober for nearly a decade until the depression set in. And he said even before the suicidal thoughts, he had grown wary of Run DMC because the others had rejected almost all of his creative input.
All right. God bless the brother. Who's going to make me happy now after that story?
He said Run hadn't called me once to check on my health. No visits to the house. Damn. He didn't even pass word through any of our mutual friends or business acquaintances. So he felt that he never expressed concern about his voice or anything.
Can we play Trick Daddy from yesterday just to make me happy? Just to change the mood just a little bit. Just a little bit. I can't take another drink after hearing that right now.
All right. But that book comes out on Tuesday. So, you know, we love to read autobiographies and read about people that we grew up.
Shout to DMC.
Yeah, salute to DMC.
And French Montana has a new video game out, and it's called Speed Gods. It's a mobile app video game, and it's kind
You
got
to beat Jim Jones at the end of the game in order to win the whole game, French?
It's modeled after the Gumball 3000 race. So you get to go through New York City, Miami, L.A., Vegas, and the streets in the Lambos, the BMWs, and other fancy cars.
Cool. All while trying to avoid Jim Jones in the process.
And that is
That'd be a dope video game.
Rumor
this
report.
This guy's drunk.
I'm Angela Yee.
You all right over there, man?
Nope. You going to play Trick Daddy? Let me hit Trick Daddy one
more time. And now if we were Charlamagne, we would interview him right now while he's drunk.
You going to play Trick Daddy?
Play with me, I swear before God. That hoe is dead wrong. That hoe ain't got no business talking about calmness. I ain't say nothing about you, hoe. Don't play with me, Tell me if you going to vote live, you going to throw up my motherfucking name because a bitch comment on my post. Suck my from the back so when your jaws get tired, you kiss my ass, hoe. I spit in your face when I see you, I spit it.
Oh, not on his phone. All right. Well, happy birthday, Charlamagne. We already told you.
Come on.
It's
have
a bad bitch birthday, Charlie B.
It's a real
hoe birthday today. It's a real hoe birthday today. And I don't care because it's a real hoe's birthday today.
It's a real hoe's birthday today, Charlamagne. Happy birthday.
Tell the interns come have a shot with Uncle Charlie.
No, you can't give the interns drinks. Stop it. You know better than
How
that.
How old are they?
They are of age, but you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Tell Taylor come in. Then. Come here, Taylor. Come here, have a shot with
him.
Have a shot with old Uncle Charlotte.
Why do you sound like a pervert?
He said he wants something special for his birthday. Give him something special.
You sound like a pervert.
There you go.
What you want? 1738 of VSP. Please back away.
There you go. Okay, do what you got to do. It's his birthday.
What would you like?
My birthday is a no contact sport. Don't touch me. Please. Stop.
There you go.
Is there a birthday mix for Charlamagne this morning?
No, we're not going to do a birthday mix.
Whoa.
But the People's Choice mixes up next. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And everybody else, 800-585-1051. There you go. There you go. Kiss him.
Oh, and happy birthday.
It's a real birthday.
And happy birthday to Mr. Carter.
Blow out his candle.
Mr. Carter, PG3. It's his birthday.
Blow out his candle.
Happy birthday, Carter.
The mix is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.